Well, at Costco and everywhere books are sold.
Well, it's time for another update with my man Bobby Gales and his guest. Bobby, do your thing, brother.
Thank you very much, Tommy, and good morning once again, everyone. So the holidays are behind us, and that means it's cleanup time. Yes, my guest this morning is here to talk about the proper way to dispose of items such as the Christmas trees, wrapping paper, and even those gifts you receive that you just can't live with. He is the director of the Prince George's County Department of the Environment, Mr. Adam Ortiz. Adam, let's just jump right into this. Talk about what we need to consider before just throwing things in the trash.
Well, that's the whole thing, is that we don't want to throw things out unless it's a last resort. So we want to reduce, we want to reuse, we want to recycle, and we want to regift. A lot of the packaging material, and I know our living rooms are overwhelmed with them, can be recycled. So we want to encourage people to take that wrapping paper, those plastic containers, that cardboard, and put it in the recycling bin. That's good for our environment. That's good for our local economy. And anything that you have, some gift that you have that isn't quite your thing, or that that weird-looking sweater, you know, you can bring that to your local thrift store or put it on Craigslist or FreeCycle, and somebody else, you'll make somebody else's day.
There you go. So give us the website for those who may have more questions about recycling.
Well, the easiest thing to do is just Google Prince George's County Department of the Environment, or even just Google Christmas recycling, and you'll get a ton of resources. That's probably the easiest thing to do.
Okay, great. Well, Mr. Ortiz, I want to thank you very much for this valuable information, and have a great new year.
Thank you. It's not too late to have a green Christmas. Take care, Bobby.
There you go. You too. My guest this morning, Adam Ortiz, the director of the Prince George's County Department of the Environment. Now, all of this information you can find on our website at WHUR.com or go to my Facebook page at Bobby Gales. At 8:13, I'll have another update for you, but right now, let's check traffic. Tony?
Hey, thanks, Bobby. Good morning to you. This traffic update brought to